on, come on. Oh, for Pete's sake. Come on. Hell, stupid place to run out of gas. Now what? Well, better make the best of it. Oh, great. Sounds like there's a storm blowing up. I think I'd better find a place to take cover. I don't think there... Ah! There's a house up there on that hill. Looks like it's kind of old and it's been abandoned for quite a while. I think I'll stay the night there. Shouldn't be too bad. How am I going to get back to the studio in time to put on tonight's show? Jeez Louise. Sure is a creepy looking old joint. Well, I guess there's nothing to it. Anybody home?
Welcome to Captain Kundalini's Haunted Halloween Show. Thank you.
You are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
Yeah. wish the guys back at the ship could see this. Basically, your typical haunted house. You got your furniture covered in sheets, white. You got your cobwebs in the corners. You got your broken windows. Place probably even has bats. Whoa! There goes one now. Ugly looking bat. Looks strangely familiar, too.
I love the dead before they're cool. The bluing flesh for me to hold. Cadaver eyes upon me see nothing. I love the dead before they rise. No farewells, no goodbyes. I never even knew your now rotting face. While friends and lovers mourn your silly grave, I have other uses for you, darling.
Oh, Must be the season of the witch. when I look out my window. What do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in Lord Ditch. Oh no. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Where'd I go? Where'd I go?
There's a moon over Bourbon Street tonight. I see faces as they pass beneath the pale lamplight. I've no choice but to follow that call. The bright lights, the people, and the moon and all. I pray every day to be strong, for I know what I do must be wrong. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon. Ago that I became what I am. I was trapped in this life like an innocent lamb. Now I can never show my face at noon, and you'll only see me walking by the light of the moon. The brim of my hat hides the eye of a beast. I've the face of a sinner, but the hands of a priest. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon. Of New Orleans, she's innocent and young, from a family of means. I've stood many times outside her window at night to struggle with my instinct in the pale moonlight. How could I be this way? I pray to God above. I must love what I destroy, and destroy the thing I love. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon Street.
Now, I'm really sorry to be upsetting you, but I have to warn you.
Warn me?
We were attacked by a werewolf.
I'm not listening to this.
On the moors, we were attacked by a lycanthrope, a werewolf. I was murdered, an unnatural death. And now I walk the earth in limbo until the werewolf's curse is lifted.
Shut up.
The wolf's bloodline must be severed. The last remaining werewolf must be destroyed. It's you, David.
Something beyond comprehension is happening to a little girl on this street, in this house. A man has been called for as a last resort to try and save her. That man is the Exorcist.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
Do you know what she did? You can't think for yourself! power of Christ that compels you.
Mother!
I seem to have located an old diary of some sorts here, almost half buried in the dust. Well, let's see what I can see here. Here's an entry that I can make out.
My name is Victoria Winters. I am a stranger in the great house of Collingwood. But there are other strangers here, too. A man with riveting eyes, new to the land but not to its past. But fate has also sent a third uninvited guest, one who has swept through the once quiet village and come to Widow's Hill, where they say cries of sorrow have been heard for centuries. Tonight they will be heard again, for the third visitor is death.
Look down in anger on this poor child.
We hope that you have enjoyed tonight's show, and we hope that you will return again next week at the same time for Captain Kundalini's weekly radio show. In the meantime, happy Halloween and pleasant dreams.